Welcome to Church Media HQ. I am your host, Luke Clayton. And before we get started, I want to remind you, remember to subscribe wherever you're listening to podcast or on YouTube. And if you are watching by way of YouTube or Facebook, we'd really appreciate it if you gave this video a like. Also, if you want to be super generous, leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you think. And that also helps this content get seen by other church leaders like you. Well, today I am joined by special guest Tim Rabin. He is an associate pastor who oversees media, amongst other things, at Beacon Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's been there for over 16 years, and we're excited to have him with us today.
It's just so awesome to have those stories. For people to connect with and understand that the church is made up of real people, broken people who found the, you know, commonality in knowing Christ as their Savior.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is powerful. And I've seen that done, you know, like you said, it's not like it's a completely idea. Now, I will say the journaling thing, that is something different. I've never heard of that particular angle. But, you know, we talk all the time about the power of story. And, you know, the way that we often do it, at least here at, you know, Church Media HQ Must Increase, what we produce is, you know, we produce our short films and they tell stories in that way, you know. So we'll take, you know, the story of Easter, for example, and we'll tell it on film. And so it's a little bit more of a narrative type production. But what you're talking about is taking more of this, like you said, testimony and making it, first of all, circling back to, everybody's gotten stuck in a testimony time that's going way too long. Yeah. So this allows you to control that. But yeah, and that's the truth is, and in a lot of ways, that can be so much more effective than, you know, maybe watching some type of, you know, narrative video, short film type thing. Because it's real life people telling their story.
Yeah.
Man, that is so good. So where are you guys, how are y'all using it? Are y'all using it, you know, regularly, or is it kind of like something you use for special, you know, maybe events or things like that? How have you guys like applied it, I guess I should say?
Yeah, so we'll fit in opportunities. The most recent story actually shot it and it hasn't been seen yet. We'll show it this Sunday. Actually, we're showing it. We are doing a stewardship emphasis right now. So we found a senior in high school who's just got a part-time job, but they're already being faithful to the Lord. And they're serving, they're giving. So shot her story the last week, actually. And that one, there's no B-roll. There's nothing fancy. Two cameras, and I'm cutting back and forth, right? There's different levels. So we'll use it for emphases like that. Sometimes Easter or Christmas will be series, and we'll try to get into them from that. We'll use that to drive home a point. One of the guys on our staff, he leads the bus ministry at our church, just texted me this week, said, man, we really need to sit down this family. And I was just talking to them. They've got a great story about what the Lord's done in their heart and how they serve and why they serve. We ought to sit them down. We ought to share their story. And so we'll use those stories often to drive home a point. I love the marriage of a good story and a good song, you know, whether that be setting up the story or leading out of the story. We had a girl one year, we had her, she had had some cutting and stuff she had done, and she shares her story, and then coming out of her story, she's sitting, she comes straight to live to the piano, and she's singing, there's nothing too dirty that you can't, the song Worthy, you wash me in mercy, and I, song Clean, excuse me, you wash me in mercy, and I am clean. And she's saying, literally out of her story on the screens, she sits right there and plays the piano and sings a testimonial song.
Wow.
That the Lord's made her clean and he's given up his mercy to her. Man, she wasn't worthy, but through him, she's worthy. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, that's powerful. It's powerful. Yeah. People connect with it. So find it times around special emphasis. Anything you do all the time loses emphasis. So there's nothing you want to do all the time. You're sprinkling them in here and there. During the pandemic, when we came back to church in person, I had one of our ladies who was going through cancer treatments and was not able to be around people. And I interviewed her on a Zoom call and just recorded the Zoom call. No, nothing fancy between me and her. And she shared what Church Online meant to her. And it was just a way of reminding our people that there are real people out there that do need this and an opportunity to ministry. And that was great. That was simple. It was just a Zoom call. No fancy mics, lighting, just computer audio, and put it up. And then people take that. And so we'll show it in church. And then we'll get the online traffic out of it. Post it online, put it on YouTube. You know, we have a teenager that during the pandemic, he was home for the whole pandemic because of some medical things. He literally just came back to school about 3 weeks ago. And so we filmed him, and we called it Lessons from Quarantine. And our youth pastor, who's actually my brother, Philip Zoomed with him. And what he didn't know was after the Zoom, at the end of the call, he said, "All right, David, I've got a present for you. I want you to go to the front door." And we had taken some of his friends and classmates who he hadn't seen in forever. And they had signs, "We miss you, David." And they're standing out in the front yard. And I'm there with the camera as he walks out the front door to show that reunion happen. You know,
awesome.
Man, that's story that people, it speaks to them. It speaks to them. And a story is powerful.
Yeah, yeah, man. So many good examples there of how you can use story. And it actually jogged my memory of something I had seen a long time ago. And they were basically I believe it was a girl was telling her actual salvation testimony, how she came to know the Lord. And then as the video ended, they, you know, the lighting shifted and she was there in the baptistry, you know, ready to get baptized. And, you know, some people do baptisms a little bit more maybe on the fly. And I know there's other churches that take a little more of a planned approach. You know, it's something that's a date on the calendar. And so I thought, man, that is a great way.
So we just had somebody get baptized that would have been phenomenal to do with. I wish we would have had this conversation 3 weeks ago because we would have done that. She has a great testimony and she just got baptized. We didn't have that before.
Yeah, well, hey, it sounds like you guys are, like you said, you've got a church full of people, and so it sounds, I bet you could find someone else, you know, next time you go to have business. And that's another thing. I think, I want to circle back again to something you said. You know, if you do something, make it part of the ordinary, then it does become a little bit monotonous, and people, you know, overlooking. We see that happen all the time. They'll be fascinated by something the first time, but then after you've done it, you know, 20 weeks in a row, that it's old, you know.
Yeah,
and that's just how people are. But you know, I think what you said, just sprinkling them in, and I want to say this too, you know, I'm sure you do, like I said, you get a kind of a stewardship campaign going right now and all these different things, and so there's these different applications that you could use it maybe for a special occasion. But you know, we talked about a baptism, you know, I mean, that is a special thing, but it's not connected to some type of special event. And I think that's something else, is when churches are always connecting something special, well, we've got to use that at Easter, or we've got to save that for Christmas, or whatever. I can see why some of that might be necessary, but you know, think about it. I mean, next time you have a baptism and you do have that story, and you just, you know, drop that video, you know, right there, you know, play it, and then, oh, hey, boom, by the way, we're baptizing this person. You know, people, that, yeah, that's one of those just amazing moments that people are going to remember, because it's not tied to something, you know, as far as a special day on the calendar, it's tied to a special moment.
Yeah.
So
I feel like we're, as churches, sometimes we're kind of good at, so to speak, duping people at Easter and Christmas. They come and we've planned every minute, and we've got a special video and we've got those things, and they come back the week after Easter and the same preparation hadn't been put into it. But you know, this is a timeless message, and it is. And if it's a that important of a message, and it is, you know, we can't maybe put the level of Easter planning in every single week. Just the you know, in all the details, but we sure can put a lot more in probably than we do at times, and really trying to make sure people are really ministered to, and we're figuring out what is the most effective way to reach people.
Yeah, and that's a great point, and something I honestly this we haven't quite determined when these episodes will release, that, you know, with me and you, so they may drop before or after Easter, but regardless, you know, we I think some, because we do produce, you know, these films and stuff, and a lot of them are geared more towards an Easter or a Christmas, and so something that I've really made sure to be clear in the past year is like, hey, don't, like you said, deceive people more or less on these special days by making it seem that your church is something it's not. The approach we've always said is that we've encouraged is, you know, think of what you normally do and maybe do just a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe add just an extra video or, sure. you know, maybe one extra song to your worship set or whatever it may be. But don't do something so radically different than what you usually do that people are don't recognize it. If they have been coming, they don't recognize your Easter service. And then if they come back after Easter, they don't recognize the same church they saw the week before.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. And so that is something to keep a great there that you kind of have pointed out was, you know, these things, you don't always have to attach this special stuff with that in mind to just, you know, you don't have to save it for Easter. You don't have to save it for Christmas. You can just do it because, yeah, I mean, baptism, when we keep talking about the baptism example, that is something that, man, that is literally the calling, the mission of the church is being fulfilled. Part of the Great Commission is being fulfilled in that moment. It's a big deal. And you can't make a nice fancy video for every single person you baptize, but to do it occasionally, man, that really is impactful. So, man, this power of story, I love that you brought that up. Is there anything else with that? You know, any final thoughts on that topic or anything else we can dive into that has to do with that?
Yeah, I'd say one other form of it is the interview. You know, if you and his pastor need to keep a little more control over it, the form of interview is another way. When you prepare the person with the questions, interviewing is a powerful way. We were at a ladies' conference and we had an interview with a mom who had gone through a very difficult loss of an infant. And what was powerful about it with the redeeming quality, because you want to leave people with hope, was that one, we brought up the next mom and we said, now this mom went through a loss, but this mom helped her through it. And then we brought out another mom. And that another mom laid her down, and now there are two moms who had gone through a situation. One had helped the other, and both of those moms helped the third mom. An interview like that is a way to show people, put into action, you know, this is real. These are not just people that you don't know. These are real people, and the interview is another, you know, way to be able to have people tell their story. Yet you can guide them through that if you do want the completely live element.
Exactly. And, you know, I've even, you know, and again, it's not very popular, but I've just seen one or two churches kind of taking this. You know, most we've talked about a podcast, you know, as far as your preaching. But I there's a church that takes they actually do a second podcast. And it's kind of more like this. It's, hey, we're talking to people in our church or maybe on our staff or whatever it may be, and we're having an interview with them. We're having a recorded conversation, and sometimes they'll dive into the message, you know, from the previous Sunday, or sometimes they'll just have them tell their story. That could spawn a whole other conversation. Is that, you know, when you think about digital outreach, you know, church online, this idea of doing ministry in a digital capacity, you don't have to limit it to just, you know, your church service. Like you said, way, you know, way towards the beginning of this conversation, you know, we have the content when it comes to, you know, a worship service and the preaching and all that's good, but producing supplemental content is oftentimes, first of all, it takes effort and takes time, but it can be fairly simple to do. You know, for example, a conversation like you and I are having, I mean, we have some setup and whatever, but I mean, this is fairly simple for us to do. We just have to give our time for it. And so, you know, what I'm getting at is, you know, you could have content like that that you could keep put out to keep people engaged and whatnot. So anyways, just all these different ways that we can engage people through the power of story, and then specifically using that in the power of, you know, digital connection and video. Man, it is, there's so much potential, and it's awesome to see what you guys are doing there with that. I mean, that is pretty cool the way you guys are utilizing all this.
Yeah, I think I kind of close by this and say, you know, one day when I stand before the Lord, I'm not going to be able to stand before Him and say, if I had the tools, Lord, you know I would have done it. You know, it's not the management of tools. We have the tools. It's all about the management of time. And so how am I going to put my time and energy? Am I going to put that in things that I've just always done just because I've always done them? Or am I really going to look and say, what can we get the most fruit out of? And we're going to do our best to invest our time and energy in that. So when we stand before the Lord, we say, Lord, we use the tools and we use the time that we had to the best of our ability to be able to reach people for you.
Yep. It's kind of like the Apostle Paul. I mean, he longed. He said, man, if I could just get to Rome, you know, he felt like if he could get to Rome, you know, it's kind of like the center of the center of the empire then, you know, he just felt if he could get there and if he could start some type of revolution there, Christian revolution in Rome, that it would spread a lot quicker. And you know, we don't really know if he ever made it or not. Yeah. But that was his thing. And there were literal physical things disabling him from being there. Now, obviously, the Apostle Paul did a lot. But that was his thing. You know, he says, yeah, oh, man, if I could only get to Rome. Well, like you said, we don't have that excuse. We can't say, man, if I only could have found a way to reach, you know, in theory, anyone in the world. We do have that. We have that tool. Yeah. We have that technology and that capability. So, well, Tim, thanks for your time here. It's been great. We're going to be able, at this point, we're probably a few episodes in with, so thanks. You're more or less, we turned this into a series of episodes. Yeah. And so that's awesome. So much good stuff. And how can, if anybody wanted to connect with you, you know, they wanted to, you know, maybe hit you up with a question or whatever, what's the best way for them to kind of reach out?
Yeah, I'm on all the different Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tim Braben Jr. And then email timbrabenjr@beaconbaptist.org.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks again for joining us. And we'll have to do this again sometime. It was good having you with us. So thanks.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your ministry. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks again for joining us right here at Church Media HQ. We've been talking about Church Media HQ as far as what that means beyond just our podcast and YouTube content. We are providing creative content and resources for churches, things like designs, graphics, videos, and even creative coaching. And a lot of this is free, completely free of charge. If you head over to churchmediahq.com, you're going to learn more about these resources that we provide. And if you want a higher level of service and even more, look into Church Media HQ Premium. Church Media HQ Premium is the most affordable, full-service creative solution for churches. We're going to offer you, again, a collection of graphics and including source files and Photoshop files that you can edit yourself. And if for some reason that graphics collection doesn't have what you're looking for, then we're going to even deliver other graphics based and custom tailored to what your requirements and your specifications of what you need. We also include our video series and other video assets as part of the Church Media HQ Premium membership. And we offer priority coaching, which means you are going to be able to get on more coaching calls, get more help that are dedicated to your church specifically and helping you with your needs there. Again, just head over to churchmediahq.com if you are interested in either the free content or the premium content available through Church Media HQ. Well, until next time, I want to remind you, as always, you know what I'm going to say. In fact, you need to be the one saying it back to me. You know what it's time for. It's time that you try something new. Why? Well, because it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.